What are UFOs, unidentified flying objects, and where do they come from? There is much speculation on this. Stay tuned for the answer.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wilshire.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 through 17, quote, "And the Antichrist coming is according to the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all wicked deception to those who are perishing. For they have not received the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Therefore, God sends them a misleading influence, that they may believe falsehood, that all may be judged who have not believed the truth, but have preferred wickedness. But we, brethren, beloved of God, are bound to give thanks to God always for you, because God has chosen you as first fruits unto salvation through the sanctification of the Spirit and the belief of truth. For this purpose he also called you by our preaching to gain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold the teachings which you have learned, whether by word or by letter of ours. And may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who has loved us and has given us through grace everlasting consolation and good hope, comfort and strengthen your hearts in every good work and word." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lukin at Bayside, New York, from 1970 to 1994. Our Lady gave urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on November 1st, 1985. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
"Now Saint Michael has appeared. The whole sky is all lighted up now, and he's placing his hand out like this, and Our Lady has been floating over. I think I've told him many times that in heaven and on earth, when Our Lady and Jesus appear, they float. They don't walk like you or I. It's the most beautiful thing to see. It's like they're weightless, yet they look as solid as you and I. And Our Lady is coming across now. Michael has extended his hand. Our Lady has taken his hand, and he's guiding her over to the statue. Now Our Lady is standing above the statue. She's looking about her and placing her first finger to her lips like this. My child and my children, especially my child Veronica, we have to bring you this evening from your sickbed, knowing that what we asked of you would not be denied. It was urgent, my child, for you to be here this evening, though Satan sent his cohorts to try to stop you and thwart you at every step and turn. My child, you must shout it from the rooftops. The enemies of your God have now held a meeting, and they have listed on parchment a paper, which I will show you, my child. The first two names you will reveal, and the other three must be held for another time. Our Lady is pointing up now to the sky, and I see a large parchment of paper. I call it parchment because it doesn't look like the paper we use. It looks like something that has had like oil on it, and it's heavy, and the writing is very heavy, And I see numbered up to the number 5. I see number 1, it says Ronald Reagan. I see number 2, John Paul II. I see number 3, Veronica Lukin. My child, do not be affrighted. You must understand that nothing will come to you and harm you unless it is in the plan of the Father for the good of all mankind. Your heart is pounding, my child. I repeat again, do not be affrighted, but pray for your president and pray for your Holy Father, Pope John Paul II. My child, you have had much discord this week in your household because of the prayers to Satan of those on your island who belong to the Church of Satan. They know where you live, my child, and they pass many times in vehicles before your home. You asked me, my child, what can they do? They can do nothing, my child, while there is a crucifix upon your doors. I would suggest also, my child, that you go back to your previous habit and plan to keep a St. Benedict medal on each windowsill of your home. A St. Benedict medal, my child. Then you will not be tormented at night by their weird chantings that have kept you awake many nights. Yes, my child, there were 12 groups of Satan in your community. I say community because the island of Long Island, within a 60-mile radius, has 13 covens now. Yes, my child, they are the worst of the worst, for they sacrifice the innocent babies, and they also are using animals again. Many dead carcasses shall be found on the beaches and in the woods. I know that this knowledge makes you very ill, my child. That would also affect anyone with a heart, a human heart of goodness. For how can man be so cruel to his fellow man, to slay him, to give him over to Satan in rituals? Yes, my child, you have to know that they are very close. They walk at daylight through the streets as common citizens, unknown to others for what their true nature is. They are agents of hell. While we speak of agents of hell, my child, I also wish that you make it known that there are no vehicles coming from other planets, extraterrestrial vehicles. No, my child and my children, they are agents of hell in transport. Now you may ask, why must they be transported if they are spirits? Ah, my child, this you may not understand. These are not ordinary spirits. These are the demons from hell, Satan's cohorts. And Satan himself, he is also on one of the transports. There is a reason they must use the transports. I will not go into it at this time, for I am sure it would be fogged the mind of any scientist should I give this knowledge to them before they are ready for it. They must find out something for themselves, my child, before we will help them to the ending of this great sorrow upon earth. Anything that results in murder and death is sorrow upon earth, my child, just as the great wars that are prevailing. Look over, my child, to your left. Yes, that is true. You are looking at Africa now, my child. Another map. And what do you see, my child?
We'll pause here for a moment. You are listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. How can we protect our homes from evil and the Satanists? On June 30th, 1984, our Lord said, quote, "Pray and wear your sacramentals, and also, my children, I ask you again to place a crucifix upon your door. Both front and back doors must have a crucifix. I say this to you because there will be carnage within your areas, and this will pass you by if you keep your crucifix upon your doors," unquote. We have what we call Heaven's Home Protection Packet, which contains 4 crucifixes, a small tube of superadhesive glue, instructions, and testimonies. This home protection packet is available for a donation of $5 plus $3 shipping and handling. Write today to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. Later in the program, Mrs. Ferguson has a testimony of a home that was protected during the great ice storm of January 1998, and it had crucifixes on its doors. In the past week, the number of holy hours before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament increased by 260 for a grand total of 33,774 holy hours pledged in the next year. If you would like to join us in pledge to do one or more holy hours each week before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament, call us at 616-698-6448 or write us at These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331, and we'll include your holy hours in the grand total next week. We ask everyone to pray that Our Lady of the Roses will be the greatest apparition ever that has occurred in the history of the world. We also ask you to pray there will be many generous supporters to help keep Our Lady of the Roses prophecies on this radio station. Our Lady talked about a miraculous spring at Bayside, and it will be called the Lourdes of America. On May 17, 1986, Our Lady said, quote, "Pray, my child, I am going about the world, appearing in various places, and I have reason for all. One day, my child, the waters will come up at Bayside, and I will appear over the old church building. Your bishop then cannot deny my appearances," unquote. Let us all pray and storm heaven with prayers that this miraculous spring will erupt very soon at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York. These Last Days Ministries is on the Internet at www.tldm.org. We have the prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses, miraculous pictures, the directives, and this radio program, and now we have the actual message of Our Lady on the Internet. Visit us at www.tldm.org. And now we again return to the Bayside prophecies given on November 1st, 1985. We start at a point where Veronica is viewing a map of Africa.
I see old flames, and I see many people who are hungry. I see babies with their stomachs all swelled up, and babies with their bones sticking out of their skin, and who think our Blessed Mother is crying. She's touching her lips now. "My child," and to think how much food is being wasted in your country and the affluent countries of the world. One little morsel could keep a child from starving to death. If you think that this could not happen to your country, you are mistaken, my child. If you think this cannot happen, I must tell you now, that there are still many who are hungry in your country this evening. You see, my child, man is always self-seeking and cannot see what lies ahead of him. You will understand and broadcast the message to the world that there will be a great destruction in the monetary systems of the world. It will affect both the United States and Canada and all the great powers of the world. And I repeat again, you will go to your stores to do your shopping, carrying papers, which may as well be newspapers, for the value they will have to purchase even food will be nil. How can a great country like the United States fall, you say, my child? You ask me in your heart. I read your heart. I will tell you why. Because they have given themselves over to Satan. When a country has lost its morality and seeks the pleasures of the flesh, giving over themselves over to all manner of abominations like homosexuality and condoning this up to the highest courts of the land, then that country shall fall. It is the will of the Father that all men be saved. But you must understand this, my child and my children. You have all been given a free will. I repeat, the road to heaven is narrow, and so few are finding it. The road to hell is wide, and thousands are falling into hell every day. The road to purgatory is also narrow, and there are many who have been there since the beginning of creation because they have no one to pay for them. You must remember, my children, the souls in purgatory. I also tell you this, my children. On one Saturday of the month, I shall take out of purgatory many souls if you will save them. I see, my child, that gives you a great lifting to your heart, which has been bowed with sorrow from the beginning of this day. Yes, my child, there is a hell, there is a heaven, and there is a purgatory. Most lately, my child, have been going to purgatory and hell. It is not impossible to immediately go to heaven, my child, but it will be some time before the beatific vision can be met. It is reserved for the few. I want you, my children, to wear the brown scapular. You must wear the brown scapular. The time of times is approaching. The great chastisement is approaching. The hours upon earth should be counted in the few. These are truly, my children, your latter days. You cannot escape the oncoming fury. Now I want it known to you that the very ones who planned the extinction of Ronald Reagan and Pope John Paul II are sitting at this time at a table in Russia. They do not do their own murdering, my child. They have others do it for money. I know this makes you affrighted, my child, that there is so little value for life. But did not I tell you many years ago that if they started to murder the unborn, they will murder the living, even the adults. They may murder the children, but then they will also murder the elderly. Oh, my child and my children, never have we seen from the beginning of time a world in such chaos. And also, I shall not speak with words that affright your heart, my child, but I wish it known that this new modern role of what they call marriage, without marriage, which means living as common law, I understand, my children, shall not be tolerated in heaven.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on November 1st, 1985. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine, from Veronica Lukin's former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Oh, Gary, it's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners once again. Now, I have my first testimony from Indiana. Dear friends of the Shrine, I am sending my testimony of how the rose petals and Jesus' blessing have helped me. I wrote to you last year, and you told me you would put my letter on the altar at Christmas services. I have the crosses on my doors, St. Benedict medal on my windows. I believe very much in the work of the Shrine. You see, in November last year, my doctor sent me for an MRI on my neck and spine and told me I had degenerative spine in my third to fifth vertebrae. After that, I wrote to you. In November, my doctor sent me back for another MRI. When he walked into the room where I was, he was all smiles and said, "Have you been praying?" And I said, "I've had a lot of people praying for me, including the Shrine workers, where my letter was placed on the altar for Jesus to bless me." My doctor said, "Well, there is no sign of degeneration. It is all gone." I was breathtaking and said, "Thank you, Jesus." All the way home, I kept saying, "Thank you, Jesus and Mary and the workers at Bayside." That's the end of that testimony. Now, I have a videotape on here, taken on the grounds. Hello, my name is Aaron Johnson, and to my left here is my wife, Barbara Johnson. We are here as a result of promise. But more than that, I'm here as a result of faith, as a result of love, as a result of belief, as a result of a cure. I suffered from emphysema for a number of years. In the last 6 months, I have been in the hospital twice, both times in intensive care. Both times they told me I was dying and wouldn't walk out of the hospital. In fact, they told me that on Christmas, it would be my last Christmas. When they told me that, I said, "Give me my clothes and take these gadgets off me, because if I'm going to die, I'm going to die at home." My wife had been corresponding with you people at Bayside here, and she gave me one of the blessed rose petals. She told me about it. Like a disgruntled husband, I took it and I said, "Okay." I kept it in my billfold to please her. In Christmas last year, we lived in San Diego. Due to my health circumstances, we had to move to a warmer climate. But my health deteriorated, continued to get worse. I was grasping I had to go to God and went to Jesus. I went to my Mother Mary, and I started on this Lady of the Roses. I said, "Maybe, just maybe, this will work." The doctor told me, "You don't have a chance," he says. "You're done for." He said, "The only thing that can save you is God and Our Lady." I started using this, and I started praying in my own fashion. I am an individualist. I started praying, and I prayed to Our Lady. I didn't think anything was wrong with that, and I got responses. First, I started getting better, started getting well. And as time went along, I started feeling better, started feeling good mentally. I started feeling good in my heart, and my disposition changed. I had a terrible disposition. My wife couldn't stand me. She just tolerated me. She shouldn't have stayed with me. So all these things were corrective measures, And in back of this, right here on the vigil grounds, Our Lady of the Roses. If it wouldn't have been for this shrine and the opportunity that was given to me from Our Lady of the Roses and Jesus, I wouldn't be here. I really believe all of this. I really believe this in my heart. That's the end of the videotape. Now, I have here received the following on an internet. Dear brothers and sisters of Jesus, there are all around us 1,025,000 houses without electricity. One house on three does not have electricity in Quebec and Ottawa. It's very dangerous because trees are falling in the streets. Roads are very slippery. 4,000 soldiers are getting ready to help people who need it. You got reason, as we were directed by Our Lady of the Roses. There is a crucifix on the outside of our doors. We have food stored. No problem in our home. Thank God. We want to praise Jesus and His Sacred Heart. Thank Jesus for our Most Holy Mother. We are going, and may God the Father, in the name of Jesus, send special graces to all those who are in trouble. Thank you for your attention. May God bless you and love you. That's the end of that internet. And that's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.